And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The General Assembly returned to Raleigh again last week for yet another unsuccessful legislative session. Senate leader Phil Berger and House Speaker Tim Moore talked big ahead of time about overriding Governor Cooper's 7-month-old budget veto, but once again they failed to convince Democrats to abandon the governor. And so, as a result, here we are, stuck in a political stalemate with all sorts of essential public services and functions falling through the cracks for want of a comprehensive state budget agreement. Berger and Moore ought to be ashamed and embarrassed. The simple fact is that North Carolinians have been demanding negotiations and compromise in government ever since they voted to end Republican legislative supermajorities in 2018. Unfortunately, Berger and Moore never accepted that shift. As Senate Democratic leader Dan Blue put it, the GOP negotiating style remains, quote, "You give me everything I want, plus I give you none of what you want." This has to change. Republican lawmakers may not like it, but the days of one-party rule are over, especially with the time for constructing the fiscal year 2021 budget right around the corner. Friends, see Policy Watch. I'm Rob Schofield.